Hey, what's going on? It's Darius Vrew, and you're listening to a new episode of the Darius Vrew Show. And on this episode, I'm going to talk about goals and systems. And it's a very popular topic in recent years, and I've written about it as well. And today, I published my latest article on the topic, and I've been thinking about it a lot and researching it a lot. And I came to the conclusion that you need both. It's not a, you know, this or that type of discussion. And if you want to get into exactly why I believe you need both, I recommend reading my article that I published today. And if you have read the article and are here to get more tips, that's what this episode will be about. So it's I want to make this a complimentary episode, something that complements the article and just not just recites what I talk about on the article, but just shares a little bit more insights. And what I thought would be good to do for this topic is to share two books that have influenced my thinking. And both books that I'm going to share are completely opposites. So what I want to start with is a book that helps get more insight into systems, and that is Scott Adams' book, How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big. And in the book, you know, which I highly recommend, it's about a lot of things, about just, you know, shaping your life and your destiny and just being successful according to your own standards. And Adams presents it in a very practical way that isn't obnoxious. And I think that's what makes him great at what he does. It's a great book. And, you know, one of the chapters is about having systems. And the reason that I, you know, share this book here is because Adams believes that you shouldn't set goals at all. And the reason he thinks that you shouldn't set goals is that it locks you in a certain way of thinking or mental model that he talks about. And that can set you up for failure. Now, I do agree with that goals can cause tunnel vision. However, I don't agree with that goals set you up for failure. Yes, they set you up for failure if you set the wrong goals. If you set goals that you can't control, and even still, look, if you set a goal that you do control, like you want to lose weight, and if you fail, you failed. We can't make things prettier than they are, right? You just have to be honest about it. If you fail, you fail. The thing that is important is don't get disappointed about it. Move on. But what I do agree with his explanation of how systems are really good and how they can help you to be more reliable on a day-to-day basis. So instead of focusing on outcomes, focus on the things that you have to do today. So that's a great book to read. That perspective, like I always, you know, recommend, is read all kind of different things, listen to different people, and then make your own system or goals or, you know, way of thinking that works for you. You know, you can listen to what I do, you can listen to what other people do, and then create something that works for you and experiment with it. And that's what I always do as well. So the other book is The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. It's one of the first popular self-help books, and it's a hardcore self-help book. It's very short. It just goes like this, you know, set high goals, try to be very rich, become very wealthy, try to help people and all those things. Like, it's very hardcore self-help, very simple. And I still think it's good because it helps you to set the mindset that you need to become great at what you do. And to me, you know, being great is, or having a good life is, being in control and waking up whenever I want and, you know, having a simple life. And those things, I found out, are really difficult to do. You know, it's not very easy to put yourself in a position like that to live a simple life. But then Wattles inspires you to go beyond that, you know, be bigger than that and have, you know, another book that is also good is The Magic of Thinking Big. But I think this book, that's why I recommend it here, is The Science of Getting Rich, is that it's so simple. You can read it in an hour and you immediately, you know, get this boost of, you know, thinking big, and try to inspire yourself, or it inspires you to go after bigger things that are possible. So once you combine those two things, right, when you get a, you know, get the mindset of setting really high goals for yourself and not doing it only for this week or today, which is what a system does, but also a year in advance, 3 years in advance, 5 years in advance, because what that does is gives you perspective. And once we have perspective, we go out there and we work towards it. Now, the final thing that I want to share is the only thing that you have to be careful of is that don't get fixated on a certain thing or a certain goal and not knowing why that is. Always figure out why you want to achieve something, and don't get too deep, okay? Because if we go too deep, then the answer is always, who cares, right? Don't do that. That's very dangerous. You care. People care. Don't get all existential upon yourself. Life is to be enjoyed, and you know you have to live it and get the most out of it. And to do that, I came to the conclusion that you need goals. We need goals. We need systems. And I've lived in different type of ways. I've had a lot of experiments with only setting goals or with only living with systems. What I found was that when I have only goals, I don't know what to do every day. But if I have only systems, I do know what to do every day, but I don't know where I'm going. Like in 3 years or 5 years, I don't have any goals. And to me, that's very limited way of living, and also has no perspective. And that's the whole, you know, if you study a lot of psychology, what I've done in recent years is that we found out that we need a perspective. We need hope. We need dreams. We need goals to move ourselves forward. So I hope this was useful to you. And check out those books if you want to read them. I by the way, I recommend reading The Science of Getting Rich. It's very short. I got it on my Kindle. If you want to check out Scott Adams, you can check it out on Blinkist if you want to get the summary. Or you can listen to the audiobook as well. I've, you know, added all the links below to the description. And let me know what you think of these books. And if you have other recommendations for me as well, feel free to get in touch. And until next time, take care, and I will talk to you in the next episode.